Hello and welcome back to It Takes Four to Tango. Today we will be discussing vegetarianism. I'm going to kick this off, and there was a point that I heard about vegetarians and how by not eating meat that they're going to save their carbon footprint because of these cows being bred on rainforest territory. So that what they do is they come in and they cut down all of these logs, and then they say, yep, this farm is going to be for all the McDonald's burgers. And then if you don't go to McDonald's and eat all of this meat, then you're saving the environment.
Like, it's supply and demand. So the less cows the population needs, the less cows will be bred for meat.
But is there no comeback to that? So is it definitive that if everybody stopped eating meat, then there would be less, you know, forests or trees or whatever cut down to make space? Like, the amount of cows would shrink. It's not that
if everybody stopped.
Because so what I'm trying to say is, are more cows being bred than are being killed? So obviously it could happen that we stop eating and killing cows at all, and then suddenly the cows just start, you know, reproducing left, right, and centre, and we have a surplus of cows.
No, because cows are specifically bred for the sole purpose of eating. So if you don't, like, farmers control how many babies a cow has. Like,
no, I was thinking, in the UK, like, with our natural wild animals, we've sort of changed it completely. Where, like,
what natural?
No, I think, like, you can't just say if we stop producing cows, would they overbreed? Because, like, there used to be like wolves and stuff. I mean, were there bears? I think there were bears. And we've killed.
Yeah, but do you remember?
But we've wiped out all these predators, so there's nothing to kill the cows.
No, but do you remember when we went on the geography trip, Ezra, and there was all the wild horses?
Yeah.
There wasn't loads of those, was there?
But it's probably easier for a wolf to kill a cow than a horse.
That's true. Horses do be fat.
Like in Africa, the lion will go after the wildebeest, not the giraffe, usually.
They might go for giraffes as well.
No, but... there's a difference. Like, we don't have wild cows, do we?
No,
we could,
because we could kill them all.
No, and also they're all like
the cows we kill are specifically bred for that purpose, and we don't have any wild cows. So if we just left them, there wouldn't be a surplus of cows.
Are cows even like the original? Like, thing.
Nah, someone made them in Minecraft and exported them into reality.
Yeah. No, but you know how, like, dogs come from wolves?
It's like the mongoose and... Oh, no, not mongoose.
Yeah, cow didn't come from
wolves. No, the mooses and all those sort of cow-like things, they're all the same sort of thing, aren't they?
I don't think a moose is a cow.
It's a breed of
cow. Yeah, it's like a similar thing, isn't it?
A moose is a deer.
Yeah, I thought a moose was more like a deer.
Okay. Not a moose. A buffalo.
A bison.
Buffalo.
A buffalo. Buffalo. There you go.
What did the buffalo say to his child when he went to college?
Bison.
Oh, dear. I think we should get back to the topic, please.
Okay. So we have no idea what would happen if we stopped killing cows.
No, they would just... The population would decrease.
No, why would the population decrease? Because nobody would be killing cows.
But there wouldn't be any cows to kill.
No, there would.
No, because you're no longer breeding. Because the cows are just... But the cows that currently exist. So if at this exact second, nobody bred any more cows and nobody killed any more cows, there would still be cows that exist.
Well, there wouldn't, because they keep the bulls separate from all the cows.
Yeah, but the bulls would escape.
Yeah.
Because...
The population would grow if we stopped.
Yeah, so do I.
No,
that's more methane, which is worse for the environment.
So the solution is to stop farming them, but then kill the whole cow population.
No, that's not the solution.
No.
We're not trying to solve...
Oh, no, just stop producing them and then eat the rest and then we all become vegetarian.
No, you need to...
It's like
you
the last 100 burgers sell for
like... Auction the money.
Bill Gates buys the last burger. No, but like, you just eat them at the rate that they are being born. And therefore, your cow population stays perfectly as what you want it.
Do you reckon...
How would you create that?
Could we ask the question, do we need to eat the animals to stop them getting too many animals? Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, because that's why we're breeding them. Because there is such a desperation for meat that the farmers are like, well then, I'm going to have to breed these cows and I'm going to have to make... Because obviously cows are bred with traits that mean they will have more meat, but you get the big muscly
thick
bulls.
Cows.
And more,
it's
and
crazy.
Better milk.
I watched a documentary, it supersized me, and the guy makes his own fast food restaurant, and the chickens that he buys for his restaurant, they're like special chickens, and literally they grow to full size, ready to eat in 6 weeks, which is crazy.
That's sick.
Have you seen that cow?
Imagine
that's like...
Sorry.
Absolutely ginormous.
Yeah,
like it's. Yeah. Oh, hang on. It's
wait,
six,
it's like. Wait, how big
in
comparison?
Yeah, it's like macho bull. I don't know what the word is.
Like so
the size of a
human. Imagine
or,
like
two human.
No. Like see, you know when you're walking in town and like it's just a sea of people, and then you occasionally get like that really
Caleb Griffin,
like the guy who's like super tall, and you can just his head and shoulders are sticking above everybody else. Yeah,
it's like that, but a cow.
Yeah,
but you said it was 6'2", so that's like smaller.
No,
than
but
me.
Hang on,
like 6'2" on its back legs, or like
yeah. So hang on,
that's cool.
No, that would just be its head height, wouldn't it? As in 6'2", it on its standing
so,
on its back.
No.
So to put that into
just
perspective,
on its four legs,
the average cow is 4'10".
Boy, they are small. How much do they weigh? How much do they weigh?
No, it's half a ton. 2,000 pounds.
Jarvis.
Okay, two cows. That's a pretty... Do you reckon that was like specially bred just to be a fat cow?
No, it's just a special cow.
No, it was definitely bred. Like that.
But that, why don't they have loads of cows?
No, because what you'll
do that...
No, so what you do is you get your big cow, it has a ton of children, then its best child, its strongest, most muscular child, will be the new cow. And that cow will grow up and have tons of babies. And all the other ones you'll kill and eat. Then that cow will be the new biggest cow. And you keep going until you end up with the big, strong cow.
The big daddy cow.
How about...
it's not cows, goodness. But I'm just thinking Peppa Pig.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's from.
Oh, man.
Go on, Ezra. What are you about to say?
How about you? Could you like run through the many reasons why vegetarians decide they want to be vegetarian?
One interesting thing I read is that the amount of food that's used to feed all of the cows every year could be used to feed humans instead.
Yeah,
so
you just cut all the grass and
food.
No, as in like. The artificial, like, corn that they feed to cows. Not artificial, but, like, not grass. Because, obviously, cows can eat grass. But if you're breeding cows specifically for meat, you want them to be big. So they feed them, like, plant-based things. Obviously, not just grass. But that's
irrelevant, isn't it?
Because,
like, if you turn it to Mackey's and you were given, like, an artificial corn burger, you wouldn't want to eat it.
If you weren't told. If it tasted exactly the same as a meat burger. You know you can get corn burgers that taste exactly
the same.
I was so confused.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is by saying that we could just like they use the same amount of food to produce the cows as they actually get from the cows. Like that's the whole point is that we want to eat the meat, not the
actual food. No. I think the point is that we use more food feeding the cows.
Yes,
but it's the food that we don't want to eat, so it's not a waste necessarily because it's all like say grass and.
So that does come down to the fact that. People that eat meat like meat. Like, if a vegetarian was trying to convince a meat eater to become vegetarian, they just had tons of evidence. They were like, oh, yeah, it's going to be this. It's going to be amazing for the environment. Yeah, but I really like bacon. Like, you're not going to win against that. It's bacon.
But then there's a lot... I think I don't want to say, maybe most vegetarians like meat, but they're doing it for other reasons, not because they don't like the taste of meat.
For health reasons.
So I know, I think we are undermining slightly the environmental impact, like, because like being veggie has an enormous benefit.
Yeah, but there are other reasons that you could, there are other ways you could benefit the thing. Like, if you told me to go vegetarian for the rest of my life or cycle to work 3 times a week, I would choose cycle to work and I'd eat my bacon sandwich on the way.
That's quite a good point. Not gonna lie.
And then also, like, if we were maybe eating meat completely naturally, so like how we would have done hundreds of years ago.
You're not hunting it, kind of thing.
Well, like now we mass produce them very, like, it's like how, like with everything, everything's just mass produced and efficient, overdone. Yeah, so like that's why it's having these mad impacts on everything.
You still have to hunt out a bargain though.
One days.
What do you think about the health benefits? Because
they're all wrong.
It increases the risk of like type 2 diabetes.
Increases.
Just because you mean decreases? Risk,
yeah. No, it increases the
being
risk.
Being a vegetarian increases the risk.
Eating meat. Meat, so if we're saying, because red meat is just very, very unhealthy.
However, not eating meat can lead to vitamin B and A12 deficiencies.
That's
poor bone density and poor bone structure. And that's through lack of calcium. So you have to make sure that you're off balancing the things that you get out of, the good things that you get out of meat, with, you know, maybe vitamin supplements or.
But things like calcium C, can't you get that from like oranges,
milk,
and fruit?
Milk. And you can get it from milk. So you'd have to drink a ton of milk
or cheese. Yeah.
But maybe we can say that it's not the fact that. Because you often hear vegetarians and vegans like, oh, I feel really healthy, I feel really energetic. And maybe it's more that if you live a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle, the food you're eating, like the other stuff, is healthier anyway because you're being more picky and you're having to get meals that are only vegetarian, vegan. So it's not necessarily just the meat, like the actual meat itself, but it's all the other things that come in meals that have meat in and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think the main problem with, so like if you told someone to go vegetarian, I think an aspect of it is people like meat as well, but there's also the other aspect of vegetables. Yes, they're a lot cheaper than meat, but when you buy them from the supermarket, but then you go to Mackey's and a burger's 99p.
Yeah.
So you've got a battle between like cheap processed meat, which is like super convenient, and then if you wanna, like, I know you can get like, you know, microwave veggie meals, but they're not that great. And
but isn't that like saying that the government's to blame for everybody eating?
No. It's not it's just the price of food and the effort that it takes to make a veggie meal. Like, I suppose if you are vegetarian, then it's, you know, you've done it for a long time. It's, you know, you've found ways of it being convenient. But like, I know for like my family at least, like, it would be hard to find substitutes for meat. Yeah.
Ez, why did you say that's not the government?
Well, you get into this argument then, which we might not want to get into, but it's like, because you've got, basically, the example Sim said, you've got all these fast food restaurants like McDonald's who are providing cheap, easy, fast processed meat, like McDonald's. And then you've got like people who are getting really ill from eating all this bad food. And then they're suing the companies like McDonald's, and then McDonald's is saying, well, it's not our fault, we provide it, but you choose to eat it. And then you get into this big debate of, is it the consumer's fault? Is it McDonald's fault? Is it the government's fault?
Yeah, definitely the can choose, because like even with cigarettes, the government can make cigarettes less likely for you to go and buy it by making it more expensive. So they could do that, I guess, for meat eaters. And
Government doesn't have control over McDonald's. So the government the government gets a ton of tax from cigarettes. That's how they make a lot of money. So they charge you a lot. They're also bad for you. So they say, oh, look, we charge you a lot, so you discourage from buying them. But they can't force McDonald's to put up their prices to stop people from buying
meat.
But
you can say that.
They can do that.
You can say that about all three parties, because you can say, well, it's the consumer's fault for choosing to to buy those things. You can say it's the company's fault for selling those things when they know they're bad.
No, it's
you
not.
You can also say, well, the government could make them illegal. Like they could do. They can make cigarettes illegal. They can make fast food chains illegal.
They could.
I think also the fact that, you know, people have eaten meat for a very long time, and a lot of people, like, I definitely prefer a burger over a salad. So the kind of the development in mass producing meat has come a lot further than mass producing veg. Like, it takes a lot. Like, that's why veg and, like, especially fruit, especially, can be quite expensive, because you've got, like, it takes a lot of time to grow those. Whereas,
genetically modified plants.
Yeah.
So maybe in the future they'll be able to just change the plant so that, like you said, instead of taking ages to grow, it will be like that chicken that was fully grown in 6 weeks.
Well, they're trying to do that with meat. So there has been a successful trial. It cost $300,000 where they grew a steak.
Yeah, I saw that. Didn't they 3D print it?
I didn't read in a lot of detail, but the article I read was that that could become a more mainstream technology, so that you would cut out the whole animal cruelty. Yeah,
how do you 3D print?
But surely you have to get cells from an animal.
So the whole point was they got some cells from an animal. There was a big thing about how it didn't hurt the animal at all, and they got the cells from it, and then they grew the cells and then made it into a paste and then 3D printed that.
That's really cool.
I wonder whether it tastes the same.
They said it tasted, I think the words was, I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it was kind of all right.
But that could get really, really cool. Because they could start like adding flavouring and seasoning to the
bread,
the raw meat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, that's the kind of reaction I have whenever I'm forced to eat veggie meals. So that's it's a pretty good result. They're kind of all right. But also, another thing is, if we decided, right, we're not going to breed any more cows and we're not going to kill any more cows, then all the people that do that, all the farmers that are breeding cows and slaughtering cows and doing all that, they could all be transferred over to growing plants. And then you'd have a ton more people growing plants, and you'd have a ton more plants for plant-based food. The cost of fruit and veg would drop and all that.
However, I think that there's a lot of cultures, it's based around not meat but food. Like, if you, like, I don't know, like, Italy springs to mind, and like you've got, like, I can in your head, I don't know if this is probably very stereotypical, but like you've got your Italian guy who's very passionate about his, I don't know, like lasagna or spaghetti, and like that the meat is part of his kind of cultural passion, isn't it? Yeah. So it's very hard to take that away from a culture.
I think so. Yeah. You were saying earlier that, I think that's what you said, that it takes longer to grow the vegetables than it does to get the meat.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They just seem more expensive in the shops.
I agree, but I think it's more like it's the consumer, isn't it? Because whatever the consumer wants, the consumer pays for, and then that's where all the money goes. So at the moment, all the money goes into the meat industries. But realistically, you can grow like thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of apples in an orchard, and you might have, I don't know, 50 cows in the field. So it's more like there's not money going into...
Yeah, but I think how big an apple is compared to 50 cows. Like, you could probably fit all of those apples inside the cows. Do you know what I mean? Just because apples are much
smaller. Ethan just sitting there, he like summons a cow over, he signals one over and grabs an apple and up it goes.
do you see the
point? Yeah, I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, at the moment, everyone wants to eat meat, so the easy choice is to not be a vegetarian and to eat meat, because that's the easy thing, because it's so cheap, so accessible, there's so much of it. If it was that everyone wanted to eat, not meat, be a vegetarian, there'd be loads and loads of money going into those industries. It would become cheap because the demand would go up and it would become much more accessible. So I think really, unless everyone goes vegetarian, it's always going to be difficult to...
Do you reckon that's advertising? Do you think it's because like you get these, or is it just purely taste?
When do you ever see advertising like?
Well, you see McDonald's advertising. So, is that it?
Ooh, that was quite good.
But you don't get like that for a salad bowl or something.
Yeah,
yeah, I suppose
well,
that's true.
I don't know. I guess recently we are getting quite a lot of focused advertising on eating healthily. And
that's true.
All that sort of stuff.
Ethan, I can't stop thinking. Can you do it again?
No. Sorry, boys, that was the one time.
I suppose the one aspect of being a vegetarian we haven't really talked about yet is the like animals' rights and kind of how it's bad for the animal as well, because I know Nathan Keevil, who is a friend at school. He said I could quote him from.
Should we quickly shout out his podcast?
Yeah, okay.
No,
he has a podcast. If you like football, you should go and listen to that. It's called the Shook Cast.
Do you want to spell that? Spell that out for obvious.
Shook Cast.
Okay, yeah. What was that point?
And so I'll just read out what I messaged him saying, he's been veggie all his life, but
Did want to eat some calamari.
He did it. But he mistook it for an onion ring.
Calamari. Calamari is like squid.
Yeah.
Delicious
squid.
Nice.
But he said this. He put, I've been veggie all my life, but he went vegan recently.
Good on you, mate.
Just because he feels like animals have no less of a right to live than we do. The food chain argument shouldn't exist, in my opinion. So I suppose that's how humans are superior to other animals.
I don't understand the argument against the food chain. It's like saying to a lion,
he explains it later. So it doesn't apply to humans like it does any other predators, because we have so much intellect that we are able to invent irrigation and stuff to farm without the need to kill anything. And then he put at the end, and of course the impact on the environment is enormous. So I suppose his point is that we are clever enough to
do something else.
We have the ability, like our bodies can handle eating veggies. So apart from kind of what we talked about previously, the cultural aspect and also the ease of access to it,
I think really there's every reason to be a vegetarian, other than it's difficult, maybe more expensive, and that we like to eat meat.
And also our bodies might not be suited to not eating meat, as I mentioned, with the deficiencies in vitamins and different health complications.
Well, I think that's why I was like it's difficult. Like I think you can still get all those vitamins, but it's just much, much harder doing it.
I think it's very inconvenient. I think it was convenient.
I think a vegetarian would disagree with you, Ethan, because obviously it's very easy for all of us to say, it's inconvenient because we don't do it every day. But then a vegetarian, obviously,
know it's expensive. It's very expensive.
Well, I think it's because we're not used to it, isn't it? So if a vegetarian probably has all their shortcuts and stuff. They're just the same as a meat eater has their shortcuts of buying cheap meat.
I think
a vegetarian would say like it's doable. Like with Nathan, his whole family doesn't eat meat, so that's not going to be very inconvenient for him. That's going to be all right.
Mm.
But like we've got a barbecue in a week, and we've got a friend going to that, and she's got to take vegetarian stuff because she can't eat the meat. Mm. So.
But if more people were vegetarian, that just wouldn't be an inconvenience for us, because everybody would.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you wouldn't have the
I think ultimately we're not gonna. You're never gonna get, and like unless in the future, like you know, thousands of years in the future, when we've so technologically advanced, like you know, we have like little. I don't know. I'm just thinking of Wally now, but I can't really remember what happens in that.
They all become so fat on the thing; they almost die.
But like, I think that you're still gonna have. Like at least in the near future, you're still going to have people who eat meat and still have people who are vegetarian, and I don't think that's going to change. I think that it depends on you as a person as well.
It's a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in terms of what Nathan Keevil said, I think veganism is very different to vegetarianism, because things like getting milk from cows and getting eggs from chickens. It isn't really hurting them in any way. So the animal cruelty aspect there obviously isn't as prevalent. However, obviously there are some farmers that are like, you know, breeding the chickens or breeding the cows or whatever, so that they are like they make like tons.
It doesn't hurt them. Yeah, it doesn't hurt them. But if you take a cow getting milk from it, if the cow was completely in the wild, which we discussed, that milk is only there because it's had a calf. Just like with humans, they only produce the milk because it's had a calf.
But now they're fed hormones to produce that milk.
But they don't know any
better. Yeah, exactly. Which the vegetarians or vegans might say, that's not very humane, because the milk should be going to the calf.
Yeah.
But they're taking the calves away, feeding them up with other stuff, and then they're taking the milk from the cow. So
sounds like taxing on humans. The money should be going to their children, but instead, the government are taking it as tax.
The government.
Also, there are farmers that humanely kill animals as well, and you can get.
How do you humanely kill a cow?
I think it's really difficult to say that, because you hear of all the techniques that they call humane, but then you see, like on Instagram or whatever, sometimes videos, and it's really like not humane.
Is it even humane to kill?
You just wait for it to die and then you eat it.
Oh no, the meat's old. Like it's all chewy and not nice.
Can we just end by saying whether we'd personally do veganism or vegetarianism?
What, I think
separately.
I was saying to my mum the other day that, like, when I go off to uni and stuff, I think that I can see myself, like, meat is expensive, so I can see myself just having, like, not like going like full veggie and having like tofu, but like,
wait, what's tofu?
It's like, it's quite high in protein, isn't it?
I think so. Something like, I don't know much about it,
but like, I can just see myself having like spaghetti tofu. Bolognese without the mint, or like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
but that's even more expensive because they've got to like make it fake.
I tell you what's really good, corn nuggets. They taste exactly like chicken.
Yeah, but like how expensive are they? If you're going on a price basis, you'd want to just be eating vegetables.
No, but so I can see myself going veggie, to be fair, but I don't think it'd be for the animals. I think it'd either be for my health or just some veggies are cheap.
I would just find it very inconvenient. You know how you were talking about the barbecue you're having in a few weeks? Like, everybody I know, well, for the majority of people, they're not vegetarian, which would just, for me personally, I would find it very hard each time going to someone's house and say, sorry, I've got to bring my own food. And I just see that as too big of an inconvenience just to suddenly turn vegetarian.
But then maybe you'd say, if it's not for the animals, maybe you'd say, I'll be a vegetarian, but then if I'm out at someone's house, I'll just eat whatever they're eating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's lots of ways of doing it where you still make an impact, maybe on the environment or whatever, but then you're not being an inconvenience.
Mm. Well, no. I wouldn't call vegetarians an inconvenience.
No, but it's an inconvenient situation that you can put yourself in.
Okay, we are not, by no means saying that.
Just to clarify that.
But if you go around to someone's house and they all eat meat, okay, all right. Anyway, personally for me, I'd say that. I don't think I'm going to do it anytime soon, but if I was, I'd go full vegan, not vegetarian, because like we were saying, if you're a vegetarian, it means you still eat the cheese, the milk, the eggs, which still requires mass production of cows, maybe not as much, chickens. Still, they're still stored, maybe not very nicely, and there's still all the methane and still all the water used for them, all the land chopped down. So I think if you're doing it for the environment, I think you go, for me, I'd go vegan. But if it's maybe just that I don't want the animals to be killed.
Sorry, with that point, I might just be being really ignorant, but I see it as, if I'm just going to change, if not everyone is doing it, the farmers are going to keep producing, they're going to keep
but if enough creating. People...
It's a cumulative effect, isn't it? Like with anything, if one person does it, it has no effect, but if like lots of people do. Also, Ezra, with your point as well.
Yeah.
I think with your point as well, like the all or nothing kind of view,
yeah.
I don't know, like for me personally, it just doesn't... Like I can see where you're coming from, but I also think that being veggie and not vegan, like that still has an impact.
Yeah, definitely. But I think, I don't know, maybe I need to know a bit more about it, but how much harder is it to do veganism than vegetarianism? Like, do you know what I mean?
I'd say quite a lot, to be fair.
No bread. Well...
No, you can't bread.
No.
It depends how you make your bread.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't make bread with milk in it, so.
Caleb, well, does bread have eggs?
No.
Do you make bread?
How do you make bread?
It's just like flour and water. It's literally flour and water.
Bread is good. No cake, no cookies. No,
that's true.
Oh, no cookies. Oh, no.
Caleb, what's your view on vegetarianism? So,
I can't see myself going vegetarian or vegan, mainly because I like meat. But one thing we haven't mentioned is people that wouldn't be able to healthily sustain a vegan or a vegetarian lifestyle due to other complications. So for somebody that has like an intolerance or an allergy or some kind of autoimmune disease, then like if they get all of their nutrients from meat, then cutting that out could be quite bad for their health.
Yeah.
I guess there's supplements and add-ons that you could take.
But
yeah. By an
I think we all agree really that doing vegetarianism or veganism is good. It's a good thing to do. It's just that it's quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. For all of our listeners that are vegetarian, we do very much salute respect you.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, there are better people out there that do it.
Well, anyway, thank you all for listening to this podcast. We'll see you back here next week for another one.